morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, y'all. As always, if you're looking for a church to stream, you can stream our old church in Los Angeles called Legacy City Church. You can find them on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And other than that, let's jump into today's devotional.
Yes, y'all. Today we are in the Thrive Bible, and we're reading out of Micah 7, verse 8. And the devotional is titled, Rise Again. It says, Do not gloat over me, my enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. The love letter from God says, Beloved child, I am the light that shines in the darkness. When you feel like you're in deep darkness and can't see the light, it's easy to give up. However, in your darkest hour, you will discover who I really am in your life. I will shine my light on a new path for you to walk with me, one step at a time. Don't worry about what you can't see. I will remove any obstacles that are in the way of my will for your life. When you finally realize that I am with you always, you will never feel lost again. Don't just look to others to find your way out of the darkness. Call out to me and search my word. There you will find directions to an amazing life of faith adventures. Love, your Heavenly Father. The reflection says, as hard as dark times are, they can become the best of times because they deepen the roots in our relationships with God. As we become desperate for Him, we find that His light and love are enough for us. The treasure of truth says, when everything is removed, and God is all we have, we find that God is all we need.
Yeah, I love that because I think something that we really need to do a better job, and I was actually convicted of this just the other day. Do you remember whenever Jordan was praying over us?
Yeah.
He had mentioned something. He had said, he had thanked God for all the ways that God has protected us in, mm-hmm. in situations that we haven't even seen.
Right.
Things we don't even know.
In the unknown.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. For example, like travel mercies mm-hmm. or sicknesses or whatever it may be. God is always with us and He is doing things that we can't see and yeah. things that we're specifically ungrateful for
right
now. And so we need to develop hearts of gratefulness mm-hmm. and just say, God, give me eyes to see. Mm-hmm. Give yeah. me a heart that can recognize everything that you're doing for me. That way I can be in total gratitude for you yeah. and how you never leave me. Yeah. And then how I can always depend on you. I can always look to you. Mm-hmm. But if we're not recognizing the stuff that God's doing, we're not going to depend on Him.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, if you call a friend a lot and they never answer their phone, you're going to eventually stop calling them because guess what? They don't answer their phone. Mm-hmm. And you may be feeling like God isn't answering your prayers.
Yeah.
You may feel like God isn't there for you.
Yeah.
You need to seek Him. You need to go search your life and search your history and your past and say, where has God been there for me? Mm-hmm. And start writing all that down. And then the more you see how present God actually was and actually mm-hmm. is, the more you'll know God will be there for you.
Yeah. It's just like the more we look for God in everything, the more we see Him in everything, but we actually have to look for Him in everything. Yeah. I remember someone saying, well, you're just trying to make that like a God thing. And I'm like,
someone said that?
Yes. Like years ago. And I'm like, I'm not trying to make it a God thing, but like, why wouldn't I try to make it a God thing? Like, yeah. I want everything in my life to be a God thing. You know, like I want to see the Lord in my day to day. I want to see Him in my moment to moment because He is. If He is always with us, never forsakes us, never leaves us, then He can be in me as I'm making my cup of coffee in the morning and I'm sitting with Him or I'm driving to an appointment or I'm having a conversation with a friend. Like, I want to look for Him in those moments and it just makes life so much sweeter. I remember I pray this all the time, but I'm like, Lord, give me a backstage pass to what you're doing in the unseen. Because I always, like, we know that He's working on our behalf in the spiritual realm. And it's so real, you guys. He fights for us. That's something my mom has just always prayed over me and made me pray, is Pray for those angels of protection. Pray for the things that you cannot see. Speak things that you don't know necessarily, but you know that God has like over you. I don't know if that totally makes sense, but a lot of the things that God does doesn't make sense. And there really is a spiritual realm that we cannot see, but God fights on our behalf in that world.
Amen. Yeah, it's just really important to know that like you're going to see what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for frustration,
yeah,
you're going to find it. It's easily. Like that quote, if you're looking for trouble, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Right. And so we need to make sure that what we're looking for is God.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Seek and you will find.
Yes.
You ready to pray us on out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are working on our behalf, even when we cannot see it, Lord. For you are good and you fight our battles for us, Lord. Help us find comfort in that. Help us find confidence in that, Lord, so that we're not walking around worried or fearful or discouraged, God, but we can find confidence knowing that the God of heaven's armies fights on our behalf, Lord, that we have read the end of the book. We know that you win the war, Lord, that until we get to meet you face to face, will we see you in our day to day? Lord, would you bring heaven down to earth so that we can see your heavenly presence here in our everyday mundane moments? Lord, we want to see miracles in the mundane. We want to see you and seek you, Father. We don't want to be walking around just unaware, Lord. So open our spiritual eyes to see, our ears to hear, Lord. Open our hearts to receive your word so that we can actually write it on our hearts and be obedient to it and walk in it, Lord, that we can walk in that authority, God. For you say, when the enemy comes at us one way, it will flee in seven, God, because you surround us and you fight our battles for us. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we're going to open up the floor right now for our listeners to continue in prayer and pressing into you. And we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me. And heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding. Love so pure. Love so abounding. We will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Yes. Tori and I are tempted to bust out a long form episode midweek this week
because
we know we didn't get one on the weekend. I honestly have not been feeling well at all.
Yeah.
And my voice has just been shot. It's like I can talk and then I'll start coughing and then I can talk and then, you know, so it's back and forth. But we may do one on our humbling moments.
Yeah. I have a lot of them.
So do I. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. We love y'all.
And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Au revoir.